Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Well, if you believe what is coming out of the president's Twitter feed, there will be immigration raids beginning to take place across the country today. 10 cities are supposedly being targeted. St. Louis, not among the cities that have been mentioned as being targeted. Chicago, the closest one. There were thousands upon thousands of people in the streets yesterday protesting that. Here in St. Louis, things a little quieter, but no less of a nerve-wracking situation for many in the Latino community here. We're joined right now by Amanda Trejo. She is from Myra. It is the Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates. Amanda, welcome to KMOX.
Yes, thank you.
And I just wanted to start off with you this morning talking about what kind of the mood is amongst the folks that you work with here in the St. Louis area. Our Latin American population is not as large, obviously, as it is in places like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and down to the south, but this has got to be somewhat unnerving for folks, particularly those who are new to this country.
Yeah. Well, I do want to start off by saying that although we do typically think about Latin Americans when we're thinking about undocumented immigration, we also do in Missouri have a large population of Africans who are undocumented and also those from the Middle East. So when you're talking about the policies that are being enacted, they are being enacted towards people of color, and so they are just as much likely to be targeted as Latin American based on the color of their skin. But I would say that the mood is similar to how it's been since Trump has been elected. I mean, people have been in fear and on guard for the past few years now. And there's always and I can't speak for undocumented people as I'm not undocumented, but from what I've been told, when you are undocumented, you live in this state of fear always. And even when Obama was president, that was the highest number of deportations. So people have lived in fear of deportation no matter who was president and no matter what kind of rhetoric was in the news.
How do things change, though, when there is basically an announcement that they're sending out ICE to sweep people up?
Yeah. Well, within people, we try to just encourage them to continue to like live their lives as normally as they can. And we try to pass out as much information as we can. So locally, we have a table. It's an immigration policy table of organizations that have come together. And we have been working the last few days to push out as much information as we possibly can and to have a rapid response ready and prepared in the case that there is anything going on in St. Louis. But like I said, we try to just encourage people, you know, to be careful, to be vigilant, but to live as normally as they can, but to own the power, to know that they have power, and to be prepared by knowing what their rights are.
And tell me a little bit about, what do you tell them as far as the rights issue goes? What do you tell somebody who is undocumented? What is the kind of thing you're telling them as far as how to handle a situation if they are approached or if there's a knock at the door?
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's important to understand that an order of deportation is not an arrest warrant. So the announcement said that they are going to be targeted people who have orders of deportation. So because that's not an arrest warrant, unless they have an arrest warrant that is signed by a judge, they cannot enter the home. And you are 100% allowed to ask to see that. And if they do not present it, you do not have to answer the door. And I think that that's, you know, that's one thing that we discuss. Also that you have the right to remain silent. So if you do have an interaction, don't answer any questions. Even if it's something as simple as, where are you from? Don't answer that question. We have cards that we have printed out and that we hand to people to put in their wallets. On one side, it says, I'm invoking my right to remain silent. On the other side, the only ones we have available right now are in Spanish, but on the other side, it will tell people what to do. You know, don't run from agents. Just a certain way to interact with either police or an ICE agent. And we tell them, put that in your wallet. If you have an interaction, take it out and hand it to the officer. You have to say you're invoking your right to remain silent, but handing them that card is also the way to say, I'm invoking my right.
Now, there are plenty of people out there who see things differently, maybe see things more in line with the president on this, who feel like if somebody is not in this country legally, that they should, you know, have to go through the process like everybody else. Even some documented immigrants feel that way, depending on who you're talking to. Does your group work, and how important is it to your group to be able to work with people to try to help them get to a documented, to a legal status?
So we are not a law firm, and so we can't provide any kind of legal aid. We have run workshops in the past that just have people come through and you can check and see if you have it, if you're eligible for any kind of status, but it's not that easy. We have a history, a very long history of laws that were in place, and really they're based on racism. But besides that, they're also based on the exploitation of workers. So we have a huge population of undocumented people who are coming from Latin America, but we also have to understand that we have created laws that allow for that because we needed the exploitation of those workers and the cheap labor of those workers. So it's not a white and black issue. It's very in-depth. We provide educational opportunities for people to come learn about the history of immigration and to get a better understanding of how exactly we got to where we are today.
Lastly, this is obviously an enormous issue in many of the larger cities in this country with the larger immigrant populations. As I said in the setup, thousands of people were marching in Chicago against these sweeps yesterday. Here in St. Louis, it seems to be a little more under the radar, to the point, in fact, that obviously this is a big national news story. And I open up our local paper's website this morning, and there is not a single mention of this story. Is the fact that this is a little more maybe under the radar in St. Louis, how does that impact what you do? Does it make your job harder?
Actually, it doesn't make our job harder. People who are directly impacted, they know what's going on. And so that's really genuinely who we want to connect with anyway. It actually, what tends to happen is when there's news stories like this, we get a lot of people who want to protest and want to do certain things. The issue is that oftentimes people don't connect with the community itself when they plan a protest. So it can be a space that can become unsafe very quickly. And so it's almost better for us not to have to run around behind everyone who wants to protest and to make sure that they've thought about the safety of undocumented people who might show up at those protests and that we can really focus on what we need to do, which is get the information out and have a rapid response. But I will say that people in St. Louis have responded in ways that have been amazing over the last few weeks. We just held a workshop at MIRA where over 100 people showed up. We have 4 more trainings coming up. We have hundreds of people signed up for those trainings. So people are responding in a way that is both considering the safety of the community, and that can be really effective in a long-term, sustainable way to react to what's going on.
All righty. Well, Amanda Trio from the Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.